And today's meditation is on clairaudience. So wherever you are, in a sacred space of your room, where you feel safe and secure, just close your eyes. You can be sitting down in a chair, or lying down on a bed or on the floor, just some place where you will not be interrupted. As we start this day of clairaudience, I just want you to listen carefully to the sound of my voice as you have your eyes closed, and I'm just going to work with you and guide you to this lovely space. So with our eyes gently closed, I just want you to become aware of the body, of your feet, of your legs, of your backs, your torso, your pelvic area, your chest, your shoulders, your arms and your hands, your neck, your throat, your head. And become aware with the thought, the attention, the knowledge that you indeed are a beautiful light being. Your soul, your light, has been around for eons and eons of time. There are no accidents. Your light is meant to be here at this space and time. And in order to become neutralized, to center ourselves, I just want you now to follow me and to put your thoughts upon your breath. The breath is a gift from God. For the breath sustains life and helps the energy to flow through you and out. So now it is time to just imagine, as you've done many times before, that there is indeed a beacon of light way, way beyond you, this beacon of gold white light. And you're going to bring in the awareness of this gold bright light into the body, into the awareness of the body, to illuminate each cell, each muscle, each fiber, each organ of your body, to illuminate, to enlighten. And as you exhale out of your mouth, you're going to release and let go of old stagnant energy, which has been sitting in that space that no longer is helping you or aiding you. So we're going to bring in this beautiful new enlightening energy with the breath as we inhale through our nose and exhale, letting go of all the old stagnant energy. So together, let's inhale, just sending in that breath all down to our feet, that beautiful light, hold it 2, 3, 4, and exhale, and blow it out, let it go, good. And again, just feeling connected to source light energy, the top of your head, and inhale, know it's illuminating every part of the body, holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. We'll let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Good. Just let it go. Good. Feeling centered, relaxed, in control, connected to the oneness of source energy. And one more time. And inhale. And bring in that beautiful light, holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Letting it go. All that excess energy just falls down to Mother Earth to be recycled to love. Good. And as we work on our clairaudience, I just want you now to just place your focus, just place the focus of your thoughts, your mind, to your throat, the throat chakra, the throat center, if you will. And as you become aware of that throat center, I would like for you in your imagination to create, perhaps you shrink all the way down to a very, very small speck and go into that throat chakra. The throat chakra is a beautiful color of sky blue, a light blue. And this beautiful light blue color, this expression, this creative expression, assists us with our hearing. With hearing psychically, hearing outside the spectrum. So as you sit there, I just want you to go within and just imagine that you're walking around the throat chakra and seeing this beautiful sky blue, blue energy there. And as you walk around within that center, I just want you to become aware as you're walking around and exploring that center for your clairaudience, become aware of this, any energy that's stuck there. Any energy from somebody else, from family or friends, and this can go all the way back to your childhood, when someone may have said to you, don't speak, you're not allowed to speak. Or someone might have shut you down. This communication, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to do that. And it shut you down. So as you walk around and explore this throat chakra, the creative center, become aware of any of the energies in that center which are blocked, which are not in balance, which are other people's energy caught in that space. And you may see this by seeing the face of another person. You may see it by becoming aware of a scenario that happened to you way, way before. Any of those insights, any awareness that comes to you as you're delving deep into that throat chakra, I want you to see it, acknowledge it, and then send it out. You can even say, you no longer can serve my highest good. I release you. And release that charge that's in that throat chakra from somebody else. Someone, a situation that holds you back from that creative self, your creative energy. And this is a process that makes them take some time. So you can always just also turn off the computer, turn off this tape, whatever the audio way you're listening to this, and walk around and process. It'll take more than just one time, so you can always do that. Good. And take a deep breath. And exhale all that out. Bring all the energy. Good. And what you want is a nice equal balance of a nice blue light, a blue round light around the throat. Clairaudience, clairhearing, really works with this throat chakra. It's affecting the hearing, the psychic ear. So, here is another exercise I would like for you to do right now as you're in this space. You know that animals can hear way beyond the spectrum of the human. They hear it many, many higher decimals and levels than humans are able to. So right now, I just want you to try and imagine. Just imagine yourself standing on a sidewalk on some street. And there is a conversation which is going on in a house all the way at the end of the street that you really can't necessarily hear too well. But what I want you to do is try to force yourself and push your hearing. And you can imagine perhaps a horn going all the way out or something which makes you just hear all the way. And try to stretch your hearing and listen to the different voices that you hear down the street of this house. Just going to imagine that. It's all imagination. Good. Good. Very good. And now what I'd like you to do, I just want you again to use your imagination. And I want you to just create in your mind an orchestra. There is an orchestra that's going to play, a symphony orchestra. And I just want you, as you sit there, try to make up, imagine an orchestra getting ready to play, warming up their instruments. And just try to hear that. Again, you're using your imagination. Just try and hear the different pieces of the orchestra. Just tuning up. And get to a point where eventually all the different pieces have finished tuning up and they all come into one sound. Whatever that sound will be, just imagine they all come into one sound. And feel the oneness, the centeredness of that sound. Sound waves. Become aware of sound waves. Whatever that means to you now. Sound waves. Hearing outside yourself. Going beyond the spectrum of the human hearing. We send out a thought. We send out a prayer. Dear spirit guides, angels, loved ones, teachers, and spiritual realms, we ask you now to open up our hearing, our psychic hearing, our clairaudience, to be able to hear thoughts from loved ones and guides and teachers and angels. We release any fears that were sitting within us about us not being able to express ourselves creatively. We thank you for opening up our hearing, and we promise that we will use this ability for the highest good of ourselves and all those we come in contact with. And so it is. And take a deep breath. And exhale. And slowly open up your eyes. Begin to hear the world in a whole different way.